Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Kids, listen, I will ask you questions after the gospel. Listen well. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Not examination, but some questions.
Questions?
Yes. Just to see whether you listen well or not.
Start now.
Okay. Now, why the Jews hand Jesus to Pilate? Why he handed Jesus to Pontius Pilate? Why he that the people did this?
The people did this.
Yes. Why? Why they want to kill Jesus? Why the people want to kill Jesus?
Because they don't want him to be his God. They don't want a God.
They don't want to accept Jesus.
King. They don't want a king. They already have another king.
Who is their king?
David? No.
No, not David. David's already 100 years ago. Huh?
What?
Pilate. No, Pilate is not a king. He's an officer. Why people want to kill Jesus?
The Jews don't really accept him.
What?
Because.
No.
Of several reasons, and I am not a historian.
But But you are good, you're Christian, no?
Yes.
So you should know the gospel well, right?
Somewhat.
You don't need to be a historian to know about the life of Jesus. Now, first of all, the people want to hand over to Jesus because they're envious of Jesus.
What? Yes.
Why they all envy Jesus? Because Jesus is teaching and all the people follow them. And the scribes, the priests in the chapel, in the temple,
they don't want to follow him.
Becomes less followers. So they're envious of Jesus. That's why they will get rid of him,
jealous?
Right?
So that they can get their followers back.
That's right. You are correct.
And raise an empire of their followers who unite the world.
Yes. And then Pilate was conscious. If Jesus is really proclaimed himself a king, he should again the rule of the Roman Empire, right? But what did Jesus say? His kingdom belonged to where?
The heavens.
Yes. Good for you.
So the Jews killed Jesus by crucifying him, but they did not know that he had the power to resurrect and take his final stand in the heavens, where he would go
when Easter time we talk about this, okay?
Fine.
Now it's still waiting for the coming of Jesus. So anyway, that's true. That's so true. Where you're very true. Because Pilate, conscious about whether Jesus is proclaiming, he sent a king. But he did not. He said, I belong to the king. I'm a king of the other world. So, I mean, king of peace, no? So, if Pilate had no reason to kill, to proclaim Jesus to die, but why? He said yes to the people.
So he could save the people.
That is very theological.
He would sacrifice himself.
That's true.
So he can make the people happy.
That's true. But on the other side, because Pilate want to save his seat, because the people want him to kill Jesus, no? But see, the people say to him, if you do not do so, we'll accuse you to the Roman Emperor. Because they say, just to save his face, to save his face, save his face. Jesus don't do nothing wrong, but the people just falsely against him. But he knows it. Jesus already said, I am the king, and those listen to me, listen to the truth, right? What is truth? Jesus Pontius Pilate asked, not written in today's gospel. The next phrase, Pilate asked, what is truth? What the next step? Did Pilate listen to Jesus? No, he went out. Why? Because in his conscience, he knows that something wrong. His judgment, if he proclaimed Jesus to die on the cross, against his conscience. He has no courage to listen to what Jesus is going to say. He went out. At the same time, he wanted to save Jesus to a certain sense. Then he asked the people, you know, you want to put not the crucified. Another thief. Barbara. Barabba. You want to put Barabba to the cross or put Jesus on the cross? What do people say?
Put Jesus on the cross.
They want to say
Barabba.
Barabba is a thief. He should go to die. But to save Pilate, to save his face, he said, Jesus, let them kill. Let them. So this is what is truth. That means what is rightly or not to what is your conscience. When your conscience say no, don't do that. Even if people say, do it, but inside yourself, there's something not correct, something wrong. You have to be true to the Lord, right? Be following Jesus. You don't have to study history. You have to know the truth, right?
Yeah.
It's important. You have the conscience. So whatever is right, do it. What is wrong, don't do it. Even people telling you, don't follow Pontius Pilate. He knows it's something wrong. To bring Jesus up. But to save his face, to save his pace. So he said, okay, let go, let go. That's bad. So today, the very good lesson for us to follow truth. A certain sense, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus because always love. Love and truth is always the same. You have love, you have truth. You don't give truth because you don't love. Right? The same, synonymous. So let us pray together so that we can always be true to our conscience. The voice of God is inside ourselves. So God is very good to us. We are born in His image, image of love. We follow, we are baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit means Blessed Trinity. Blessed Trinity is love. God the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves God the Father, and both mutual love is the Holy Spirit. So when there is love, there is God. When there is mutual love in the family, there is God inside. So Jesus always promised, where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So where there is love in the family, in the classroom, with other people, you have open heart, Jesus is present. Okay? Please stand. I believe in one God.